God's utterances to the entire universe. The 27th utterance. Human behavior has never touched my heart, nor has it ever struck me as precious. In the eyes of man, I am always treating him very strictly, and I am always exercising authority over him. In all of man's actions, there is scarcely anything done for me, scarcely anything standing firm before my eyes. Ultimately, everything pertaining to man has imperceptibly crumbled before me, and only in such a time do my actions become apparent, letting everyone, in their own failure, come to know me. Human nature remains unchanged. What is in their hearts is not in accordance with my will. It is not what I need. What I detest the most is man's stubbornness and recidivism. But what force would there be provoking them to continue being a stranger to me, to always keep a distance, to never act in accordance to my will before me, and oppose me behind my back instead? Is this their loyalty? Is this their love for me? Why can't they repent and be born again? Why are people forever willing to live in the swamp instead of a place free of mud? Could it be that I have mistreated them? Could it be that I have led them astray? Could it be that I lead them to hell? Everyone is willing to live in hell. When the light comes, their eyes go instantly blind, as everything they have stored up in them comes from hell. However, they are ignorant of this, and they are just enjoying infernal pleasures. They even hold them as treasures close to their chests with an intense fear that I will steal them away, leaving them without the source of existence. People fear me, which is why they stay far away from me and hate to draw near to me when I come to earth, for they are unwilling to cause trouble for themselves, wishing instead to maintain a peaceful family life so that they might enjoy happiness on earth. However, I cannot allow them to fulfill their wishes, as destroying their families is precisely what I am here to do. From the moment of my arrival, the peace in their homes will be disturbed. I will shatter all the nations, not to mention the families. Who could ever escape my grasp? How could it be that those who receive blessings could escape by virtue of their unwillingness? How could it ever be that those who suffer chastisement could gain my sympathy by virtue of their fear? In all of my words, they have seen my will and seen my actions. But who could ever break free of the entanglement of his own thoughts? Who could ever find a way out from within or without my words? People experienced my warmth. They sincerely served me, and they were sincerely obedient to me and doing everything for me in my presence. But people today somehow cannot arrive at this way of being, and they can only mourn in their spirits as if stolen away by a ravenous wolf. They can only look at me with anxiously awaiting eyes. And furthermore, they keep crying out to me for help. But from start to finish, they cannot get themselves out of trouble. I think back to how people in the past made promises in my presence, swore to the end of the world in my presence to repay my kindness with their affection. They wept sorrowfully before me, and the sound of their cries was heartbreaking and difficult to tolerate. I often supported them by virtue of their will. People have come before me countless times to obey me, and their adorable manners have been memorable. Countless times they have come to love me with unwavering faith, and their sincere emotion has been admirable. On countless occasions, they have risked their lives to love me more than themselves, and seeing their sincerity, I have accepted their love. On countless occasions, they have offered themselves in my presence, indifferent in the face of death for me, and I wiped the worry off their faces and carefully sized up their visages. There have been countless occasions where I have loved them like my own treasure, and there have been countless occasions where I have hated them as my own enemy. Such am I, they can never guess what is on my mind. When people are sad, I come to comfort them, and when they are weak, I come to help them along. When they are lost, I give them direction. When they weep, I wipe away their tears. However, when I am sad, who comforts me with their hearts? When I am worried sick, who is considerate of my feelings? When I am sorrowful, who can make up for the hurt I feel? When I need someone, who would offer to cooperate with me? How could it be that their past attitude toward me is now lost and never to return? Why is it that there is not a little left in their memories? How is it that people have forgotten all these? Isn't this because mankind has been corrupted by his enemies? When the angels play music and percussion in praise to me, I cannot help but to have my sympathy evoked for man. I suddenly feel extremely sad in my heart, and it is difficult to rid myself of this painful emotion. In my joys and sorrows, my separation and being reunited with man, I cannot wax nostalgic. Separated in heaven above and on earth below, we are unable to meet regularly. Who could ever break free from nostalgia? Who could ever stop reminiscing about the past? Who would not eagerly anticipate the continuance of good feelings past? Who would not expect my return? Who would not long for my reunion with man? My heart is deeply troubled, and their spirits are deeply worried. Although we are the same in our spirits, we cannot often be together, and we cannot often see each other. Thus, the life of all mankind is deeply aggrieved and lacking in vitality, as they have always yearned for me. It is as if they were objects knocked out of heaven, crying out my name from the earth, lifting their gaze to me from the ground, But how can they escape from the mouth of the ravenous wolf? How can they free themselves from its threat and temptation? How could they not sacrifice themselves by way of obedience to the direction of my plan? When they loudly entreat, I turn my face away from them. I can no longer bear to witness it. However, how could I not hear the sound of such weeping people? I want to correct the injustices of the human world. I will do my work personally throughout the entire world, forbidding Satan from harming my people again, forbidding the enemies from doing whatever they please again. I will become king on earth and move my throne there, making all the enemy fall to the ground and confess their crimes before me. In my sadness, mixed with anger, I will overcome the whole universe, sparing no one, and putting all of the enemy in awe. I want to reduce the earth to ruins, among which all the enemy will be, henceforth preventing them from further corrupting mankind. My plan is determined, and no one, no matter who they are, will be able to change it. As I float above the universe, swaggering, all people will have a renewed outlook, and everything will be revived. They will no longer weep, and no longer cry out to me for help. Then my heart will rejoice, and the people will return in celebration to me. The whole universe, from top to bottom, will roil in jubilation. Today, among various countries, I am doing the work I have set out to accomplish. I am moving around everyone, doing all my work as planned. And all the people split the nations according to my will. The people on the ground have their attention fixed on their own destination. As the day is coming closer and the angels' trumpets have already sounded, there will be no more delays in hours or days, and all things will begin to dance in jubilation. Who could ever extend my day just at their will? Could it be an earthling? Could they be the stars in the sky or the angels? When I make an utterance and start the salvation of Israel's people, my day approaches all of mankind. Every man fears the return of Israel. When it returns, that will be my day of glory, and the day when everything changes and becomes renewed. As a righteous judgment will be facing the whole universe, all are timid and fearful, because in the human world, righteousness is unheard of. When the Sun of Righteousness appears, the East will be illuminated. And then it will illuminate the whole universe, reaching everyone. If man can really do my righteousness, what would there be to fear? All my people await the arrival of my day, anticipating the coming of my day. They await me to repay all of mankind and determine their destination as the Sun of Righteousness. My kingdom is forming over the whole universe, and my throne is seizing the hearts of trillions of people. With the angels' assistance, my great accomplishment will soon be brought to successful completion. All the masses of my sons and my people anxiously await my return, anticipating my reuniting with them, never to be separated again. How could all the populace of my kingdom not run around in celebration with each other over my being together with them? Could this be a costless reunion? I am honorable in the eyes of everyone. I am proclaimed in everyone's words. When I return, I will conquer all enemy forces even more. The time has come. I want to put my work in motion. I want to reign supreme among man. I am returning. I am leaving. This is what everyone is anticipating, what they are hoping for. I want to let everyone see the arrival of my day and joyfully welcome the coming of my day. April 2nd, 1992.